We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. 855-839-1210 is the line. Who is likable? The side question of the day. Charlie Kirk is the founder and president of Turning Point USA, the largest and fastest growing conservative youth activist organization in the country. 250,000 student members and over 150 full-time staff. There are presence in 1,500 high school and college campi nationwide. He's also chairman of Students for Trump, which aims to activate 1 million new college voters on campuses in battleground states. His social media reaches over 100 million people per month. Wow. Okay? So he is incredibly plugged in, not just to younger conservatives, but to the movement, to President Trump. His new book, The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. You know, what is the MAGA Doctrine? Because Trump does a lot of zigging and zagging and a lot of back and forth till he arrives at the right end of something. At least that's the way that I see it. Is there an actual doctrine? We'll break that down with him. Side question, when you call in, got the Dom Time 2020 calendar. Just hit us with your most likable person, real or fictional. I have to enter into the ring. I should have said at the beginning, I saved it. An obvious one that would win favor with me. Nick Foles. Could there be a more likable guy? I've never interviewed a more likable big-time figure, public figure, than Nick Foles. I've interviewed a lot of people, some of whom were rats, some of whom were very nice. But Nick Foles, as good as it gets. So at the end of your call, just hit us with that and we'll send you the calendar. I hope you stop by tomorrow, too. We'll have the calendars down there at the radiothon tomorrow. Okay? So 855-839-1210. You get in. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. I'll ask Charlie Kirk, too. Here we go with the suburbs again. And what we're being told is Trump is going to have to really pivot away from his manner. You know, the women in the suburbs can't take this. We're back to the suburbanites again. So just think of the suburbs around here. The Inquirer's got a 2 or 3 page piece on this today. Look at the suburbs in Virginia. They're very similar to the suburbs here. I would say, no, they're not. The suburbs in Virginia, most of them are government workers. You know that by now, right? In Northern Virginia, close to D.C. And they went overwhelmingly for Biden. Meaning the same thing will happen here with these suburbanites. So what am I to take from that? Well, suburbanites don't recognize competency. They will take an addled guy who can't keep a sentence together, no matter how they try to craft this. A guy who has nothing that he's actually running on, and push him over the finish line. Is that what suburbanites are about? It comes back to what we always talk about here. What is up, allegedly, with these suburban voters? Do they not like the accomplishments of Trump? Do they not like the Supreme Court justices? Do they not like that he's withdrawing from these endless wars in Afghanistan? What is it that they don't like? What's the beef? Well, we don't like the Twitter. We don't like when he insults somebody. Okay, taking that into account, How about the economy? Do they see anything on the other side that's going to give them better on any of this? But they're so hypersensitive, allegedly, that they just can't stand it. We're back to this again. This is the theme constantly. Yesterday, we talked about decency. We talked about you can't be a decent person. Is it they can't look their kids in the eye? We've heard that one, right? If you're in the suburbs, particularly, how could I look my kids in the eye? How could I go to church? How could I be a good Catholic? Now, Dan, you have an interesting thing, which we immediately, I told this was like all hands on deck. I saw this at 5:30 this morning. The Bishop of Knoxville, Tennessee, and I want to drill down on this. He said that Democrats, I guess he tweeted this out. Yes, he ridiculed claims by the Democrats that they will bring back morality to the country, right? Decency, morality, humanity. He said, how can a political party state that the election will bring back morality in the United States when the party is now in favor of unrestricted abortion and infanticide? And they are. That's exactly right. We're crying out all the time for a bishop to actually speak truth to power. That's exactly what they've done with the mushmouth governor in Virginia. Right? Dan, what's happened to his Twitter account?
Well, he suspended it.
Yep. Wow.
He took it off.
So you think they got to him?
It looks like it was a decision of his own to go private with it. So it seems like he might have got some negative feedback and just didn't want to deal with it, so he went silent.
The Knoxville bishop is no fan of the president, but he has repeatedly expressed his horror over the Democrats' full embrace of abortion up to birth. In February 2019, Bishop Stitka slammed Democrats as the party of infanticide after they blocked anti-infanticide legislation in the Senate. Finally. But we can imagine, right, Dan, what happened here. I just saw this morning. It was up on Breitbart that he had been tweeting this out. And I'm thinking, finally, can this guy light the fuse with the other bishops? Isn't this an issue they ought to be speaking out on? Isn't this an issue where they ought to demand that we get it straight from the Bidens of the world? Does Joe Biden support abortion even past birth? Does he or does he not? If he wants to throw caveats in there, let's hear them. This guy put it out as plainly as you can. I did it yesterday, but he's a bishop. How in the world can you say this is to restore morality? Nothing that Trump says or tweets is as bad as the mushmouth governor doofus in Virginia and infanticide or the National Democrat Party and where they go with this. What is possibly more immoral than that? This guy gets it said. He's a bishop. And then he suspends or makes it private his Twitter account. It's just amazing. So we're trying to reach him. But based upon that action with the Twitter account, I guess it's going to be kind of difficult. How in the world can the media, how in the world can these people in the suburbs? So I would just phrase it this way. Which one of these two is more immoral? Trump and the insults and the tweets you don't like, or the National Party signing off essentially on infanticide? In some cases, I'll be kind. Which one is more immoral? I just think that's a question. Oh, you can't be asking that question. You got to be kidding me. We're more concerned with the tweets. How can I look my kids in the eye? Oh, really? Is something wrong with people in the suburbs, suburban Philadelphia? I can excuse it in suburban Virginia that they are a captive of government workers, government unions, Washington, the swamp. Do I think the same thing will happen here? Are we going to be back to the same thing? These suburban PhD moms will be flocking to Biden. He's the anti-Trump. He's likable. He's decent. Is that what we're going to see? So it's just the certain vibe, what the media tells them, what the tone. Are they stupid? What do you have to do to reach out and appeal to these people? I mean, look what they've done over in Delaware County. They've given us five out-of-control Democrats and Jack Stolzheimer, the DA. Why? They lost their minds. All right, let's go to Charlie Kirk to get some positive news here. With us, the author of the new The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. Hey, Charlie, thank you very much for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much. The city of brotherly love, one of my favorite cities in the entire country, and I've had some fun political encounters there. So glad to be here.
That
so.
Was my fifth question on my sheet here, Charlie. How was the food at Green Eggs and Ham when you and Candace Owens were there when the Antifa mob came?
Yeah, but despite being run out of the restaurant, screamed at, having water thrown at me, the food was great.
Nicely played.
Yeah, but it was. It's a great city. I don't think that's a accurate picture of Philadelphia. But for those people that might not remember, Candace and I were having breakfast there about a year and a half ago, and a bunch of Antifa radicals stormed into the breakfast place and stormed us out made national news. But it's been a great journey the last couple of years. I've fought the left right up close and personal, and I'll always remember that every time I go into Philadelphia.
Well, Charlie, let me break down for you, too. Trump is, I think we all know, is a zigger and a zagger on stuff. Was it a lot? There are certain things he's consistent on to come up with the MAGA doctrine. The number one thing that I read in here that Trump it is consistent on, he's against big everything. Is that a cornerstone of it?
Yeah, no doubt. And look, President Trump has been able to deliver such amazing results for the country. Lowest ever black unemployment, Asian American unemployment, Latino unemployment, disabled unemployment. And also just the admittance, as a president, he has been so visionary to put forth an agenda that delivers for the middle class, puts forth an agenda that helps for the people that voted him into office, low taxes, vibrant economy, ending the endless wars. And I wrote the book mostly because I was tired of people telling me what President Trump believed, tired of people telling me on the left why he was doing what he was doing and why he believed what he was. The more that we are able to articulate and understand these ideas and put into an actual doctrine, the better. And the response has been overwhelming. And the president has endorsed the book, which we've been very thankful for a couple times. The philosophy behind the presidency is something that people need to understand, people need to read, and hopefully learn from.
Well, I agree. Couldn't be bigger to do that. I don't know anybody that exactly has done that, because codifying Trump is, difficult. But one thing, he doesn't believe in decline. He brought fresh eyes to this.
That's right.
That's a biggie. Others are saying, come on now, manufacturing particularly. We can never do that again. That's a big thing. It seems relatively simple, but it's a huge thing.
Well, the people that were saying that have been proven wrong. We've had hundreds of thousands of new manufacturing jobs come back to America since President Trump's election, which is phenomenal, a lot in the state of Pennsylvania. But also there's a $4 billion a year window in America of manufacturing needs that are being demanded. And that was based on a Wall Street Bank that came forward with that analysis. So the prognosis of the death of manufacturing is a lie, and the media has been purporting that to try to allow us to continue to get China rich. Now, is artificial intelligence going to contribute to the modernization of that? Of course, but it's overestimated. It just is. It's another ruling class myth and lie. And look, the state of Pennsylvania is doing phenomenally well, thanks to President Trump, through energy exploration, through the reinvigoration of steel, through the lowest ever black unemployment. I couldn't think of a state that is now doing better than Pennsylvania. I can think of a couple that are doing phenomenal, but Pennsylvania, if you look at all the promises President Trump has kept, Pennsylvania has really benefited on every single front there. Then you have the most corrupt vice president in American history, Joe Biden, who says he's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, doesn't embody those values. I can tell you that much, because I know lots of people from Scranton, and they would never let their son sell our country out to the Chinese and for sell access to in the United States of America and appease our greatest enemy. There's a lot in that book, and Pennsylvania is one of my favorite states in the country. Phenomenal universities, despite some of them that hate me. That's okay, though, and we can get into that. But
let's get into the young conservatives. It's massive, the movement you've been able to generate here at Turning Point. What is it? It's obviously you and driving into something. Is it President Trump? The life issue, too. We're hearing that the next generation kind of gets that.
Completely.
It's based on science.
They
its
get
viability.
It so much. That's exactly right. And, I was hosting a radio show this morning for a couple hours, and I was getting calls in of people that have been totally moved on the life issue, young people, older. And they said, I was pro-choice. I thought it was just a clump of cells, and all of a sudden my eyes have been opened, and that's a really big deal, I'll tell you what. And I take a very firm stance on life. President Trump is the most pro-life president in American history, and the way it's been framed is somehow that we're anti-freedom. No, no, we're pro-freedom because a human being is freedom. Allowing to live is being pro-freedom and pro-liberty. So don't allow anyone to determine the rules of the engagement there. And President Trump has gone after Planned Parenthood funding. He has spoke at the March for Life that other Republican presidents refused to speak at. And this is huge victories on every single front. And I look forward to the day where we'll be able to tell the story of how we sunset a real horror, the industry that exists there. And I think young people are starting to get it in numbers like you wouldn't believe. Do not believe the media narrative where they say, well, we can't talk about these issues and we just have to lay down our arms. That is nonsense. That is not true at all.
We're talking with Charlie Kirk, the MAGA doctrine, the only ideas that will win the future. Now, endless wars we kind of touched on. Trump has demonstrated American power. I believe we bombed the Taliban again, but not committing to nation building, getting bogged down in that, American lives. That is a really tricky needle to thread. And through 3 years, he's done that effectively. Break that down a little bit, what he's thinking.
Completely. I'm so glad you asked that. Very thoughtful question. Thank you. Because it seems as if Washington, D.C. operated in the bigotry of binary choices for the last 30 years, which is either you're completely for dictator toppling and nation building and sending hundreds of billions of dollars and our young people overseas to die in these endless nation building wars, or you can do the exact opposite, which is appeasement, sending billions of dollars to Iran and exerting American weakness abroad. President Trump has dismissed both of those as options and said, well, why don't we just go after our enemies in a targeted fashion, very tactically, while also not nation building and holding our enemies accountable through financial tariffs, so on and so forth. Soleimani and Baghdadi are dead. The embassy has been moved. Golan Heights has been recognized. Iran deal has been canceled. And he's also getting us out of Afghanistan, which is phenomenal. It's long overdue, and he gets no credit for it. No credit for it. I mean, President Obama didn't end the war in Afghanistan. It's nonsense. And so ending the endless foreign conflict and the perpetual nation-building adventurism of Washington, D.C., I think is one of his greatest accomplishments, something he ran on, something that he should be proud of. And meanwhile, Joe Biden has been on the wrong side of every single foreign policy decision in the Middle East. And now that he's getting back into the race or whatever has happened to him and his campaign has come back, I can't wait to talk about how his administration destroyed the once great country of Libya. I'm not saying it was great under Muammar Gaddafi, but the Libyan people have a rich history and they have destroyed it because they toppled the dictator Gaddafi and then vacated it after that. I can't wait to talk about how Joe Biden just supported and not help authorize the Iraq war when he was in Congress. I can't wait to talk about how then he made a second mistake as vice president for the preemptive withdrawal from Iraq that led to the rise of ISIS. And I can't wait to talk about how he sent billions of dollars to Iran during the Iran deal and that he's turned his back on Israel time and time again and associated himself with bitter anti-Semites. And so this is something that I think is really important, a conversation about the leadership of President Trump. The region has never been more stable. And by the way, I love the de-emphasis on the region, as President Trump calls it, of sand and death, and the focus on China, which is really our greatest geopolitical foe.
That is the most courageous thing I've seen a president do, Charlie. Taking on China during the first term when the economy's humming, that could have stalled it right there. Usually, you win the second term. Anything big you're going to do like that, you do it. I was astounded by that, and it's worked very well so far. What's your favorite part of the book that we haven't hit, The MAGA Doctrine? What else would you like to emphasize that's in the book?
Yeah, when I take a multi-100-year analysis about the types of leaders that have actually renewed and revitalized a country, I think is a rather unique take because it's so rare to actually have a president or a leader fulfill the promise of renewal of a nation. And I think that's rather unique. And I appreciate you asking that. But also when I talk about the president's history, such as the Woolman Rink, such as his hosting The Apprentice, owning a football team and suing the NFL, which is something that people don't know, always kind of trying to disrupt the status quo. It's been something he's been doing his entire life, as well as building casinos and fighting all those sorts of battles. I think it's definitely something I really enjoyed writing.
Well, Charlie, thank you. Please come back to Philadelphia. If you're in the neighborhood, we'll go to Green Eggs and Ham and then have you on the show and continue.
Hopefully have a better experience there.
It's a great book. It really solidifies my thinking on this, and I think it would anybody about what Trump's all about. Thank you, Charlie, very much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.